Multidisciplinary Meeting, Dialogue 1.
Good morning, everyone. In this meeting today, we need to decide about Frederick's transition to the adult sector of our institute. Frederick came to our institute when he was 14 years old. Before that, he was at an institute for children. He was diagnosed with Down syndrome. We have to confirm Frederick's transition to an ESAT, Place of Assisted Employment for Handicapped Persons. Your assessments will complete his MDPH file. Mrs. Henry, you can begin with your psychiatric analysis, please.
I think that Frederick doesn't have any psychiatric disorders. At the moment, he doesn't need any medical treatment and isn't aggressive or violent.
Thank you, Mrs. Henry. Natalie, how do you find Frederick?
As a special educator, I would like to speak to you about his daily routine and activities. Frederick is a shy young man who feels more and more comfortable in the group, but he sometimes stays alone and observes the others. He doesn't like shouting or lively discussions with the other young people, so he prefers to be with people who are calm. With professionals, he is pleasant and respectful. But when he doesn't like certain instructions, he becomes blocked, and sometimes for a long time. He is autonomous and can get dressed by himself and choose appropriate clothes for different types of weather. At the cafeteria, he can prepare his tray and choose different dishes. He knows his schedule and can follow it during the day, but he sometimes doesn't want to participate in certain activities. He's also independent on public transport. He learned quickly to go to and from the institute in the morning and evening. He has also taken the bus and the train to go to his training sites. I can say that he has the required level of autonomy to go to an ESAT.